The House of Representatives of Liberia is poised, told today Monday, elect a speaker who will preside over the body for the next 6 years. However, the two leading candidates, Representatives Fonati Kofa and Rachel Namwekun, have been docked by allegations of dual citizenship. According to related law passed by the legislature and signed into law by President George Weah, Liberians who hold dual citizenship are not eligible to hold any elected public office, and any such person interested in doing so must renounce the citizenship of the other country at least 1 year before submitting an application to the National Elections Commission to be a candidate. Information published in the local media shows that both Kun and Kofa have Liberian and U.S. citizenship. Representative Kun told VOA that the allegation is not true.
Number one, that's a fake passport. If you look at the passport, the feature in the picture, I took that picture here in Liberia. And moreover, I'm not a citizen of America. When I went to school in America in 2014, I was given a green card by the University of Michigan. And that green card lasted for 2 years, but the green card expired. And since then, they've been stamping my book. You know, they give me the info pass whenever I get to America. When I want to come back to Liberia, I'm given the info pass, the stamp in it.
Representative Kofa, who has been deputy speaker for the last 3 years, told VOA in an SMS that he is a Liberian citizen and that the dual citizenship document circulating on social media is fake. The Unity Party's chairman, Luther Tappe, told VOA the party wants the speakership and is prepared to challenge Deputy Speaker Kofa's American and Liberian citizenship in court.
As a party, we have clearly indicated that we want to get a speakership to enable the president to execute the agenda that he has for the Liberian people. For Kofa, as a person who knows that he is a U.S. citizen and at the same time a Liberian citizen, wanting to occupy the third highest office in our country, the United Party will take an exception. We're going to run to the court. No, the inauguration will not be postponed. Why it is true that court is a procedure, we are cognizant of the constitutional crisis that this might lead us to.
Sam Batikwa is a Liberian citizen. He says Kun also has dual citizenship.
It is my understanding that even the Kun, who party is accusing the deputy speaker of having dual citizenship, he's also an American citizen. I think the workings of Kasifu Kofa, his work over the years is speaking for him. Every time you tune on your radio, you will hear majority of his colleagues talking about him, those that got voting rights. Always on radio talking about me, the Councilor Kofa will carry.
Another controversy plaguing Monday's speakership election is the allegation that President-elect Boakai had a meeting with all the lawmakers, and local media reports that the president-elect's party had offered bribes to some representatives to support his choice of candidate, but the party denies the charge. With President-elect Boakai's inauguration set for January 22, some analysts argue that challenging Kofa's citizenship could potentially lead to a constitutional crisis that could delay the ceremony. Others say the country must adhere to the rule of law. For VOA's Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Nipson in Monrovia, Liberia.